I hate Fridays. Most people think I'm crazy because they hate Mondays, but I hate Fridays. Let me share with you why right now. Hi, Forex traders. It's Andrew Mitchum here. I'm the Forex Trading Coach. And in today's video and podcast, I wanted to explain to you why I actually hate Fridays. And as I mentioned, most people, you know, they hate Mondays. You know, after having the weekend off, people really look forward to Fridays and they hate going back to work on Monday. So why is that? Well, it's probably because most people actually hate their job. You know, they don't actually enjoy what they're doing. They're more forced to be sort of in that job for an income or whatever the reasons may be. But for me, as a Forex trader and someone who is really passionate about Forex trading, has been for the last, 12 plus years, I never get bored of Forex. I always look forward to it. It's always changing. The market's always changing. There's different reasons why prices are changing, you know, fundamental reasons, all sorts of reasons, technical reasons why things change on a daily basis. And it just keeps the whole spark and the whole interest in trading just alive all the time. And as a trader, you actually need that. You know, if you don't have that enjoyment and that passion to want to, you know, see what's happening in the markets and see why it's happening, etc., what's happening around different, you know, countries around the world, if you don't have that passion, then maybe Forex is not for you and potentially, you know, it's maybe time to look at something else. But if you are someone that wants to be a trader, who wants to get into trading, you don't need to spend all day and night trading. You definitely don't need to do that, far from it. In fact, complete opposite. But you still need to have an interest in it and a bit of an enjoyment and a passion in trading. Otherwise, you know, why do it? You may as well go and look at some other form of investment. So for me as a trader, it doesn't mean to say that I'm glued to my charts all day and night. Far from it. Just yesterday, for example, I traded once in the morning at 9 o'clock in the morning my time, which is actually 5 p.m. New York time when the daily charts close. And at that time, I looked at the 1-hour charts, the 4 hours, the 6, the 8, and the 12-hour charts, and of course, the daily charts. And then I went flying all day. I was there flying to a beautiful island called Waiheke Island with my wife and my youngest daughter. And we went off for the day. And then I came back in the evening, my time. I then looked at 4-hour charts at 5 o'clock in the evening, my time. And then at 9 o'clock in the evening, my time, which is now 5 a.m. New York time, I looked again at the 1 hour, the 4 hour, the 6, and the 12 hour charts. And, you know, that's it. That's all I did. Just traded three individual times within the day and still had some great trades. You'd have known by looking at charts this week, we've had some amazing strength in the British pound, and we've had lots of weakness in the New Zealand dollar and also in the euro. Yesterday, I took two trades on the New Zealand US and the New Zealand yen, shorting both of them. And while I was away, you know, I stopped for lunch on the helicopter trip and looked at my phone, and I'd seen that both trades had hit profit. So, you know, you don't have to be there at the time staring at charts all day and night, you know, watching 1 minute and 5 minute charts. If that's, you know, those time frames do suit some people, and that's absolutely fine. But, you know, you don't have to be there all the time. And because I trade less within a day and I try to look for the higher quality setups on those longer time frame charts, because that's what suits me personally, it means that I don't get bored, because it's not like, oh, I've got to spend the entire day sitting watching charts again. You know, you don't have to do that. And that's, I think, one of the points that so many people who are new to trading and more experienced people, they get so frustrated with trading and they almost become bored and tired of it, because, you know, they're just sat watching charts all day and it just drives you completely mad. You know, you just, you know, it's boring. And so for those people, they would be looking forward to the end of the week just to have a rest. Whereas the way that I trade, it's, you know, looking at charts 2 or 3, 4 times a day sometimes. You never get bored of that. You never get tired of that, because, you know, it's just you can plan your day around it, really. There's been a lot of pound strength, as mentioned, and also there's been that weakness in the Kiwi and in the euro. But you put the, you know, those together into the mix, and, you know, anybody who's been looking at strength in the pound New Zealand dollar, for example, you know, go and look at your charts to see what that's done this week. Look at the euro pound, look how that's fallen this week. So it's using the strength in currencies that are looking strong, the weakness in currencies that are looking weak. Put the two together, look for technical setups ideally looking to trade in those same directions as that overall strength and weakness. You know, do that together once or twice, three times a day, you know, on the longer time frame charts, and know what you're looking for, and your trading becomes quite a simple process. If you don't know what you're looking for, what I highly suggest you do is to jump on to one of the two free webinars that I hold each week. You can find them on my website. I hold webinars for people who are brand new to trading, and I also hold webinars for people who are more experienced to trading and maybe getting a bit frustrated because it's just not working for you. So make sure you jump onto one of those two webinars if you haven't already done so. So that's it for this week. Have a great weekend. If you can't trade, well, none of us can trade at weekends. Well, go do something else and look forward to getting back into some trading on Monday. Talk to you next week. Bye.